CIUT. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Welcome to Equalizing the Store, CIUT's weekly hardcore punk show. We started off tonight with Articles of Faith, and that was taken from the an LP called You Weren't There. It's a brand new compilation that's come out that supports a movie that by the same name, released, I guess, on Regressive. The movie comes out on Regressive Films. I think the record comes out on Factory Records, but it's not the Factory Records from Manchester. Yours isn't working. Sorry. Just ads.
I think we got to share this one.
Yep.
It's a one mic night.
So it's March 14th.
Two men, one mic.
And my name's Steve, and that's Ed. That's Rob.
I'm Rob.
My brother Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
He's Chris looks like Steve. Steve's straight edge, and Chris smokes. So I thought Steve was smoking
that's
when I showed up.
That's how you can tell them apart.
And Chris is going to be playing some stuff tonight, too, so that'll be cool.
Awesome.
And I don't know. We got
Todd
a bunch of things.
Todd and Lori are also here as special guests in the background.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
But it's kind of hard for four people to share one mic.
Yes.
And anyway.
Just like how it's kind of hard for four people to share one cup.
Yeah. So what do you guys got? What did you bring in tonight?
I just got a pile of random 7-inches. I grabbed them last week because I didn't have a chance to put a set together. Same thing happened this weekend. So I got Propagandhi 7-inch, some Effort, Force Fed maybe some Raw, Maxim R&R, the Smugglers, whatever ends up on the air from this pile, keep it up, Scare Tactic, Vicious Cycle. It's going to be random, so hedge your bets, everybody.
Yes.
And Werewolf?
I brought three sets, and if we have time to play them all. I've got some 70s stuff, and what else did I bring? I brought some kind of metal stuff, because I watched this documentary on Judas Priest the other day, and it sort of, I was going to bring Judas Priest, but then I didn't have the British Steel record, so... Because I thought living
not
after,
heavy metal parking lot.
Yeah, no, but I'm sure you know this. One of the things that I noticed that some of the old hardcore bands, and somebody was telling me this, the local Toronto bands would play. I think it was Living After Midnight or Breaking the Law. They would cover it.
No, I don't know this.
Yeah, so somebody told me that, and there's a CD that you made for me, and I can't remember who's on it, but there's. One of the bands does a cover of Living After Midnight, and I was like, I could play that song, but then I don't have the album at home, so I used to have it, but I think I...
That's what the internet's for.
Yeah, I know. I probably have it downloaded somewhere, but I, it was kind of a last-minute thing. So, yeah, and, just a couple other random things as well.
We're going to start off the first set with a top 10 for the month of February.
Awesome.
2 months into March. Starting off with the Pointed Sticks, I want to send a shout out to Pete Boz, who couldn't come in tonight to complete the 20th anniversary of the Chris and Pete show.
Aww.
But he had to work late. He had to work late last night, so he's trying to catch up on his Z's. This is the Pointed Sticks. They've got a brand new CD out called Three Lefts Make a Right, released on Northern Electric. This is a song off this called By Your Side.
When I'm lost down a lonely street and you're waiting there for me, you know that I only want to be by your side. When I'm out on the dusty road and you're sitting there alone, you know that I always want to be by your side, by your side. When I'm holding your hand by your side, that's when I understand that I'm no longer missing you. Now that I'm kissing you, because I'm finally by your side.
Maine's a great place to be during the holidays.
There's a task force report expected on the October 23rd bombing of the Marine compound in Beirut.
CIUT can now be heard on channel 946 through Rogers Digital Cable.
Do you like what you're hearing and want more of it? Check out our schedule at CIUT.fm. We have over 80 unique programs we're sure you'll love. We're listener-supported CIUT 89.5 FM.
Bring up, bring him up, bring 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 up,
was Broken Needle, kind of emulating a Broken Needle a bit. We started off with Pointed Sticks from Vancouver, and we heard a brand new song by them called By Your Side, taken from a CD called Three Lefts Make a Right. It's released on Northern Electric. It's my number 10 pick for the month of February. The Crunchies were next from, I think they're from Chicago. They're certainly on a Chicago label. The song we heard was called Deflated. The EP is called Ugly Inside. It's out on Southcore Records. The Crack were next, and we heard a song called Don't Just Sit There, which has been released on Daily Records out of the UK, and this is off of an LP called In Search of Crack. DSB were next from Japan with a brand new 12-inch called Useless System Abuse. I want to thank Dara for loaning me this for an extremely long period of time. Sometime I'm going to get this back to you when you come back to Toronto, unless you want me to mail it to you. Anyway, we'll talk about that offline, but the song we heard was called Reject, Denied, and Refuse. And the 12-inch is called Useless System Abuse. I think there's a big they have a whole bunch of tour dates on the back of this record cover with the stamp canceled on it. It looks like they got denied on a U.S. tour, and I think a lot of the song titles on here are about not making it into the States to do a tour. The State were my number six pick. They were they're a band from Michigan. An old Reagan-era hardcore band that's gotten back together, and this is, their second or third release this year. So it's called Nihil Ex Nihilo, and it's out on a label from Grand Rapids called Punks Before Profits. The song we heard was called Puppet State. It's a six-song EP. It's pretty raging. Commitment Crew were next, I believe, from Sweden, because they have a song on here about Gothenburg, which just talks about like sort of the scene divisions that are going on over there. Anyway, they have a 12-inch out called What Are You? It's out on Crucial Response Records. We heard a song on here called We Are Nothing. After that, we heard Insurance Risk. That was my number four pick. It's a collection of two releases that they've done previously. Also out on Crucial Response, they were sort of like a project band from, I think, from Norway, possibly. And they were very inspired by the early Boston scene. In fact, if you look at the album cover, it's an exact ripoff of a Negative FX cover. Anyway, this collection is called Violence in Our Minds. The song we heard off this was called I Want More. It sounded a lot like early DYS, if you remember, in that whole slew of songs that I just played. Malin Hairs were next, a band from Germany. This is also a reissue, and it's reissued by a label from Germany called Thought Crime. The band originally recorded this in 1983, hence why it sounded such like an early hardcore record. The song we heard was called Hoax. Problems were next, a band from Portland, and featuring some awesome old school punk guys. This is a brand new band by them, and we heard the song called Problem off this 7-inch. It's out on Tombstone Records. And we finished up with Broken Needles, and I started off with Bring Out Your Dead, and I don't know how many other songs we got into.
I think it was just the second one.
But I played that. That was also off the Schizophrenic record, but I played it like it was off the discography, because the discography came out last month. So Lengua Armada did a CD collection of the Schizophrenic 7-inch, the 7-inch that they did, the demo, and an unreleased cover of Uniform Choice, Use Your Head. These guys are the punk lineage, and this band is pretty awesome too. The singer is from Lifeshalt, who were a band around about 8 or 10 years ago from the LA area, an incredible hardcore band from there. Some dudes from Fields of Fire, some dudes from Knife Fight, Shark Attack. Like, they got like some pretty big heavy hitters in this band, and it comes out in the music. Sometimes, you know, when you get so much talent in one band, it doesn't always translate into good hardcore, but just they're raging. So raging that Ed borrowed my CD last week and didn't bring it in.
Bastard.
I borrowed it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that Uniform Choice cover they did was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played that 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Anyway.
It was notable.
He was my number one pick, Broken Needle.
Cool.
Look for them. They're from LA. They're an awesome band. And now you can get all their stuff on one CD.
Cool.
I concur.
Which Ed did.
Soon he will.
Yes.
I'm going to get a ransom note in the mail.
All right. So, I'm going to start. My first set is going to be the metal set, and or metal-ish, metal-related set. Minus Judas Priest, which I, like I said, I didn't have at home, so I couldn't bring it in. But starting out with AC/DC.
Yeah. of all life! In defense of all life!
No. In defense of all life. Hello?
Yo, East, it's Fight. Are you okay?
I just had the worst dream.
Dude, that's not very posy. What was it about?
I had a nightmare that I was a hardline.
That was good, clean fun. And the song is called In Defense of All Life, and that's from a CD that came out in 2002, and it's called Positively Positive, 1997 to 2002. And that song is pretty hilarious, actually. They're totally taking the piss out of the hardline scene.
As they should.
Yeah, and it's pretty hilarious. So I'm not going to read the lyrics, but it's trust me, it's funny. And Ed knew all the lyrics too. He was singing along while we were while the song was playing.
And Ed's telling us that Earth Crisis are coming to Sneaky D's.
Oh, really?
Speaking of Hardline, yeah.
That'll be. Is he going to go?
Yeah, he's going to go.
Yeah. Earth Crisis. I didn't realize they were still around, but I'm sure that would be kind of an amusing show to go to. Before Good Clean Fun, it was a song by DRI from their Dealing With It LP that came out in 1985, and the song's called Argument Then War.
Did you ever go to that show at the Ukrainian Hall?
No, I didn't. I remember I knew somebody who actually went to that show because I was, I think, 15 or 16 at the time, and I missed that show.
Argument Then War was one of the main songs.
Okay.
Because you could exaggerate your
moshing.
Yeah.
Yes.
The metal kids loved it.
I can imagine.
Fists up, elbows up.
Yeah.
They didn't get it.
Who? The kids or the band?
The metal kids.
Yeah. Well, back then, I guess not. Or even today. So, but yeah. This record was re-released on Beer City Records a few years back with some enhanced tracks and a bit of video on it as well. 37 songs in total. And before that, it was Beyond Possession. And that's from their one and only LP called Is Beyond Possession. And that song was called Hard Times. And they were...
Calgary.
From Calgary, yeah. They were like a skate thrash band from Calgary back in the day.
Yeah, they got on a Thrasher comp and a bunch of other things. They had a 7-inch out. And,
yeah. They were pretty...
Rad.
Yeah, pretty popular too.
They played here.
Yeah.
At the Bridge. Did
you
see that show?
I never saw it. No,
I saw it.
Yeah.
The singer had dressed up in like scrubs, hospital scrubs.
Okay.
And was splattered in blood. So he was completely part of the school of the accused, the splatter rock kind of
right,
thing.
Right, right, right.
And he kind of had a similar idea with like how Mike Dean used to play. You know, Mike Dean, the bassist from COC?
Yeah.
Where he would look up in his eyes and his eyes would be open, but... You would just see white.
Okay.
And it looked like he was...
a monster.
Yeah.
Cool.
He was pretty awesome.
That's good.
Mike Dean did it better, but...
Yeah, yeah.
He did a pretty good impression.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, they kind of sound... Well, they sort of have that sound, that mid-80s kind of...
Crossover,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like The Accused and... Yeah.
Well, when DFA came out here from Regina,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking they were like the spitting image of Beyond Possession.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Prairie Hardcore,
right, right,
Prairie
right.
Crossover.
Right, right.
I was thinking maybe there's something there. I don't know.
The Prairie Crossover genre.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at Propaganda there. They've got a bit of that going on, too. Not a lot, but enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Living in the prairies, you got to... Life's hard.
Yeah.
I suppose. I don't know.
Life's hard. Listen to metal. Before that, it was Black Flag and the song Black Coffee from Slippin' In, which is a pretty metal-ish record.
Did you see the Party Center show?
The what?
The show at the Party Center?
No, that was... Yeah, that was before my time.
A
couple years.
Did you see
that?
Yeah, that was a Slippin' In tour. That was okay. When the Slippin' In had come out, and the Christians were outside with placards. They had gotten some covers and stapled them on placards
right.
And said, if you go in here, you're going to hell.
That's awesome.
And I think that was one of the first shows I ever went to, like a big show.
Was that 85?
And my brother went too. And 8045.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Party Center was down on Church Street, just in between Dundas and, like, it was really close to Shooter Street,
right,
just north of Queen. And, what's that? John Rankin from MSI was making fun of the Christians guys, dudes outside, and
it's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then John Rankin got on top of some people and thud, and I thought he was dead because he hit, and there's this loud noise, and it was his skull, and I thought, fuck, he's dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Outside or in the show?
In the show.
Okay.
And you had a sideways mohawk then. You got a hole in your toque, so it gets. That was pretty rad. Anyway.
That's awesome.
What's that?
I used to cut a slit down my baseball caps for a mohawk.
There we go. Yeah, the things we used to do, man. Fashion. Yeah. Anyway.
That's awesome.
And I realized shaving my head was a lot simpler.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely.
Sorry. Anyway.
No, don't be sorry.
Coffee break. Black coffee made me think of that.
Yeah. I think I saw this thing on YouTube. It's a video, an interview that from New Music, and I think it might have been
from
at that show. Daniel Richler was interviewing Henry and Bill Stevenson, and it's kind of, if you look it up, just, you can go on YouTube and look up Black Flag New Music interview or something.
I grew dreads shortly thereafter, and the reason, one of the clues was the sound man who was traveling with Black Flag. He had dreads, and he was telling me how to do them.
Oh, really?
And I got some tips from him.
I remember that. I remember when you had them.
Yeah.
So
it was from the Black Flag show that it all started.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think you were the first white guy I ever saw who had dreads back then.
There was a few others before me.
So, well, I mean, you know, locally anyway. So.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. Yeah. So yeah, that's the last of it. The first song on that set was "Rocker" by AC/DC, and that's from "Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap," and that's a pretty. It's a pretty punk song for AC/DC.
We were all banging our heads in there.
That's true, we were, yeah. So that was it. Rock on.
All right, Ed.
Ed's up next, and he's got a whole bunch of 45s, and he's going to rock them.
What are you playing? Got to talk about it.
Get going, yo. Freestyle.
Okay. Anyways, this is a song to celebrate the arrival of spring training.
Got the bleachers, got them from spring till fall. Got a dog and a drink and the umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Is that a fly ball or is it a seagull coming in from the lake just to catch the game? It's the last inning, our guys are winning. Dave's put down a smoker, a strike, and you got no doubt. What do you want? Let's play ball. Okay. Blue Jays. Let's play ball. It's a beautiful evening, fans. At the ballpark, and the game starts. Warm summer breezes, sun's going down. It's all dark. Ballpark, that's okay, it's a night game. Okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball. Okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball. Bring on the White Sox, bring on the Bo Sox. Bring on the Brewers, the Rangers, and the Yankees, too. We'll beat the Indians. We'll beat the Tigers. We'll beat the A's so bad. Gonna make Billy blue. What do you want? Let's play ball.
Verse.
Can I take it from the Scream?
Comes the gifts, my naughty slave of you.
crush on you. My mind don't need it, but my body do. A little bit of loving and attention from you. Although we're only strangers, they don't need to know. I gotta complete, I gotta complete. Ooh, I got a crush on you. I wanna get serious right away. But I do, I got a crush on you. What you doing today or any other day?
Why shouldn't I get a crush on you? Okay, so I just did a quick set of random 7 inches I had in my bike bag. Started off... Oh, I thought that was too high. Starting off with a song in celebration of the beginning of spring training and pretty soon the beginning of baseball season, which I'm really looking forward to this year because I don't have a job that takes me till 8 o'clock every night so I can actually go to some games. We had OK Blue Jays, the Blue Jays theme song, of an old 7-inch from a long time ago that a friend of mine found, I think, at a garage sale. Which is, I think, why it kind of got slowed down a little bit every once in a while. But Steve thinks it's the record player. Then we followed that up with Effed Up, Fucked Up, 7-inch Police. I don't even know which track I played off that. I put it on this one side that said Bill, but I think we just played Police, but then the lyrics sounded different to me at the end, so maybe it was just a different version of Police. Sure. I'm not too certain. What'd you say, Steve?
It was Police.
I just said maybe it was a different version because the lyrics at the end sounded different. Then followed by another All Cops Are Bad, You Know song, a song called All Cops Are Bad, You Know, from the ever-famous Propaganda 7-inch from 1993 called How to Clean a Couple of Things, which basically just took the artwork of NOFX's The PRMC Can Suck on This. They cut some pictures, pasted it on, and then sent the artwork to Fat Records because they were too lazy to do their own stuff, which is fucking awesome. Then we had Steve Perry's very own fantastic band with They Live, the song Four Alarm Fire. He is shaking his head. No, they're not fantastic at all. What'd you say?
Countdown to Oblivion.
Did I say They Live?
You sure did.
See,
wake up, Ed. Jesus.
I'm asleep. Countdown to Oblivion. But they were fantastic, though.
Are you high again?
I don't know, man. Helen Hunt and Keyboard Cat were...
We're
telling me that everybody's
doing
it. So,
the other people in the band were, I was lucky to play with them.
There you go. Okay, the other people in the band were fantastic, and Steve's just being his humble self. Countdown to Oblivion, the song Four Alarm Fire at Lockport Gambino Ford, another Toronto theme song, because if you grew up watching anything on television that came from Barrie, you knew everything. Was it Buffalo? Yes, Buffalo. It's a WNB, whatever, whatever Fox W-I-D. Was in Buffalo.
We thought of Buffalo because we did a split with a band from Buffalo.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then they live, so. With the guy who burnt his face off at the loft, which sucks.
My old house.
Yeah, you live there, eh? Awesome. So I walked by there the other day. It looks so different now. So different. It's all tall towers and like this little parquette. Looks like this weird little European thing going on, but not as cool. Then we had the Smugglers with the song Trouble off the 7-inch Senior Pants Down, which came off of R&R Incorporated. The 7-inch is at least 10 years old because that's when I bought it. So. It's from back then. Actually, 12 years old.
It's a great
it's a great album title. Well, it's got a picture of, I think, Ricky and some babes, some surfing babes on the front. I'll take a picture of that. We'll put it up on the blog. And then we had The Clash with their classic B-side, 1-2, Crush on You. And it goes out to a little lady who put a little nervous pit in the bottom of my stomach this weekend, which was nice to feel.
Tell us more.
No, that's it. I'm done with that. Now we're gonna.
Every week.
Sorry, thanks. No, it isn't. I've seen maybe two women over the past 2 years.
Was she Steve's... also from the Zanzibar?
We're not gonna talk about that.
Is he
blushing?
He is. Yeah. Anyways, Steve's brother has a set coming up. Chris, you want to tell us what you're gonna play?
I'm going to start off with the band Gizm from Japan, Endless Blockade for Pussyfooter. This is from the Peace and War album.
Thanks.
Yeah! 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 For the pussy pusher.
this drives you over. This is love for sea. This is rebel trip screen. This is defense queen. Paul Wall.
They're in the middle of a whirlwind tour of Leeds, England, we managed to catch up to Henrietta and the band and drag them into the studio for a session. PCP One is proud to introduce Henrietta Collins and the wife-beating child haters. Hello, Henrietta.
Hi, Paul. Hi, gang. Hit it, fellas. We'll leave nothing to your imagination this time. We tried that last time, and in our opinion, it didn't work. We're gonna do a little number for you right now. It's called Drive-By Shooting. It's pretty wild. I hope you like it. We're gonna get in our car. We're gonna go, go, go. Gonna drive to a neighborhood, kill someone we don't know.
Drive-by shooting.
We're gonna go out killing. That's what we're gonna do. It might be your sister or it might be you.
Drive-by shooting.
Sipping on the night train.
First gear.
Cruising down the interstate.
Second gear.
Smoking on the angel dust.
Third gear.
I think my head's about to bust.
Fourth gear.
Drive-by shooting.
Watch out for that pig.
Car, we're gonna go, go, go. Gonna drive to a neighborhood, kill someone we don't know.
Drive-by shooting.
This is the way we get our thrills. We get in our car and kill, kill, kill.
Drive-by shooting.
Got myself a heavy date.
First gear.
Don't you know I can't.
can't be late.
Second gear.
I got myself a Smith & Wesson.
Third gear.
I'm gonna teach some folks a lesson.
Fourth gear.
Drive-by shooting.
Drive-by.
Pardon me, President Reagan, but who are the terrorists now? This isn't a movie we're making. Who are the terrorists now? Cuts can drive, drum and drive, Tesco tanks are mobilized. When I send them food supplies, swords with a proud chip. Gun planes, naval planes, they'll proud the nation's name. So the dying can reuse the plane. Hey there, President Reagan, well who are the terrorists now? This isn't a movie we're making. Who are the terrorists now? Expert in excess of overkill. Who doesn't tune, show goodwill. Other nations acquiesce, at Cinder we bang our chest. Why earn a bad rap when inside has the last laugh? And fuck with the Netflix's banner, who are the peacekeepers now? And somehow we're blaming the Russians, asking who are the terrorists now? No profits in weapons reductions, so who are the terrorists now? Those who vote for Reagan, who are the terrorists now? Everything we've been forsaken, cause we are the best, fuck all the rest, yes, we are the chest of the terrorists now!
Last song was NoFX. The Idiots Have Taken Over.
They sure have.
And we started off with Gizm. Started off with Gizm off the Peace and War, Endless Blockade for Pussyfooter. First time I heard that was, of course, on my brother's vinyl, back before they had CDs.
Way back.
Way back.
Yeah. Way back.
And then we had Cro-Mags next with We Gotta Know.
And that was from a live set that they recorded in Winnipeg, actually. It was a live show recorded back in 86.
And then we had the Rollins Band. It's off of another record that's titled Henrietta Collins and the Wife Beating Child Haters with the song Drive-By Shooting. A little bit of a surf sound to it. And, of course, NoFX finishing off the set.
Oh, we forgot. Did you say MDC?
Oh, I forgot. MDC. Who's the terrorist now? Has anything changed in the last 20 years?
Nope.
Not it's really. Funny. As an aside, I I watched this movie called Hearts and Minds the other day, and it's a documentary about the Vietnam War. It was made in like 1973, and it won the Best Picture for a documentary in 74. And it's crazy how much things have not changed. If you watch this movie and you replace like terrorism with communism with terrorism, and it's like the same thing. Like it's ridiculous how regressive things have become. And it made me angry to watch it, because it was the sort of small-minded mentality of you know, the sort of Bush administration and that whole kind of imperialist policy. And you know, I don't want to start like doing like a Noam Chomsky kind of lecture, but man, watch, just go to your local video store and watch this movie. Rent it.
Devo, we're onto something.
Huh?
Devo, we're onto something.
Yes, it's
de-evolution.
Yeah, de-evolution. It's ridiculous. Like you would think that they would learn from their mistakes, but what they've done is they have tried to forget about what happened, and it wasn't even that long ago. I mean, this is like the 60s and the 70s, so we're talking like, you know, 35, 40 years ago, and it's disturbing how you watch this film and you're like, man, like they could have made it today, and it's totally relevant. So
friendly fascism, get rid of history.
Yeah,
they're trying to pretend it never scarred the American psyche.
Yeah,
they've learned a lot. Ka-ching.
That's true.
Let's get into the show listings.
Yes.
Can I talk?
Hit it.
Oh yeah, sure. Sorry, hang on.
Just before I go, this is my only opportunity, really. I want to thank my brother and everyone here for letting me be down from out of town, and we don't get to hear this type of music from where I'm from. So support this radio station, support this show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Okay, so next up we got the show listings, starting with tomorrow, Monday, March 15th at Siesta de Vaux. We have Steel Nation, Naysayer, In Time, and Desperate Times.
In Time? Who's that?
That's my band, but because I'm doing the show listings, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. Thursday, March 18th at Clinton's Tavern, we got Attention, Take Cover, Arizona, Haunts, and Atlas. Then on Friday, March 19th at Sneaky D's, we have the almighty SNFU with the G-Men, the Delinquents, and Aberrato. Saturday, March 20th at Siesta Nouveau, we have Duress from Chicago with Urban Blight, Purity Control, and Total Crash. Thursday, March 25th at Sneaky D's, Nunslaughter, Slaughter Strike, Mad Men, Ride at Dawn, and Nuclear Hammer. Thursday, March 25th as well at Siesta Nouveau, we have Uplift, Envision, a Halifax Straight Edge band, Shut Eyes, Substance, an Ottawa hardcore band, and Metropolis. Friday, March 26th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, we have the lovely Henry Rollins, which we just heard in the last set. I guess he's doing a spoken word. Saturday, March 27th at Siesta Nouveau, we have a matinee show with Rumor and Planet Danger, and more to be announced. Saturday, March 27th as well at the Horseshoe, we have the Black Lips, Demon's Claw, and the Box Elders. If you look up vbs.tv, you can watch a pretty cool documentary of the Black Lips touring India and getting kicked out for pulling their pants down on stage. It's a pretty interesting documentary, though. Sunday, April 4th for the Opera House, Jella Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, ex-Ed Kennedy's and Victim's Family. Thursday, April 22nd at the Mod Club, the Flatliners, Broadway Calls, and Cobra Skulls. Friday, May 7th at the Cool House, we have Public Image Limited. Friday, May 14th at the Phoenix, Screeching Weasel, the Roman Line, and the Visitors. Saturday, May 15th at the Mod Club, we have the Riverdales, Varsity Weirdos, and Creeps.
And June 1st at Siesta Nouveau, we have the return of California's Lewd Acts with more bands to be announced. And that is the show listings for the time being.
And I heard someone told me this afternoon that the Diodes are coming back. I guess the Diodes movie is going to get released this summer.
Cool.
And they're coming back here this summer, so there will be some shows.
Awesome.
All right, back to the music. This set has it's a slightly random set, but it's starting out with a few bands from the city of Little Rock, Arkansas. And the first one is Iconochrist. That was Zodiac.
There's a bit of a pause there, Rob.
Yes, slight pause. Zodiac by The Ripoffs and from San Francisco, and that's from the Fan Club EP 7-inch that came out on Pure Filth Records.
Which was about the Zodiac Killer, who was from San Francisco.
Yes, that's a good movie if you haven't seen it, Zodiac, David Fincher. Yeah, I liked it. That's good.
And spawned the band Zodiac Killers.
Yeah, well, it spawned a lot of stuff.
Did, yes.
Yeah, he's one of those serial killers who's going to cast a long shadow. So, yeah, before that it was Scream, and that was a song, two songs put together, Fight and American Justice, and that's from one of the best punk hardcore records in the history of punk and hardcore.
Certainly to come from DC anyway.
Yeah, I love that record. It's called Still Screaming. It came out on Discord in 1981, I believe, or 82. And before that, it was a couple of songs from Little Rock, Arkansas. The third song in that set was Red 40, and that song was called The Outsiders, and that's from a self-titled 7-inch. And then Chino Horde with a song called Natural, and that's from their LP. And then the first one was from Econochrist, who left Little Rock and moved to, I think, the Bay Area in the late 80s, early 90s, and that's from their second LP that was called Train to Serve on Ebullition Records. And that's it. So now it's time for Ed.
We're going to do the demo feature. Tonight is the brand new In Time recording. Ed, what how, you guys just did this thing, right?
A couple months ago. Well, we've kind of been recording it for close to a year. It's almost like our Chinese Democracy. This is actually just a preview of an LP that's coming out this summer called Daily Commute. But we had five songs mixed by this weekend, so we mastered three of them and threw them together for the show that we're playing on Monday. And then so we just threw together a CD and a free digital EP, which you can download from our blog at www.ftfc.ca. Ftfc.ca. There'll be a link there. It's called Morning Rush Hour, 8 a.m. It's kind of like it's obviously connected to our record title, Daily Commute, but the artwork and the title of this little sampler is a homage to Simon and Garfunkel's Wednesday Morning, 3 a.m. And I was also thinking of Ailes, Friday, 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. or whatever the name of that title or that record is.
Yeah.
First track on this is called Daily Commute, and it goes out to everybody who has a hard time getting on a full streetcar.
Moving to the back of the street. resurrection, broken in my dreams, I was living complacent.